Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Subress
Radio. So I'm so super happy to have my next guest up on the show. Do you know what? She was on my show when she dropped her first track, Gumley, which you just heard. And she's dropped a new one. She's dropped a new one for 2022. She's such an amazing female singer. You know what? I can't rave about her enough, all right? You know, when I heard her first track, I was absolutely meh fan ban gaya. Meh ekdam fan ban gaya. And she's dropped a new one. All right, the track is called, what's it called? John John. That's the name of the track. I tell you what, don't know where my head's at. John John is the name of the track, and it features Jazz Oluk, my next guest collaborating on that track. So happy to have her back up on the show. So we got all the way up to Leeds and say hello to the lovely, the super Simmy. Hello, Simmy.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm good. You know what? Good to have you back up on the show again. And I meant everything I said in the intro, man, Simmy. I don't lie. I'm a radio presenter. I don't lie.
Oh, no, that was so sweet of you. Thank you so much.
But how you been, eh?
I've been good. I've just finished uni as well. So, you know what? I'm ready for all the interviews.
And, you know, if a lot of people, you know, locked in right now don't know, you know, our Simmy here, right, she don't just sing, you know, she's like, she got brains on her as well, studying medicine yes. Is this girl. Woo! Hold on, Simmy. Do you know what? In my excitement, I've knocked the wire out of my headphones. Hold on, so I can't hear you. Hold on. There we go. They're back in again. So what aspect of medicine, you know, are you studying?
So with medicine, I'm doing, you know, the normal 6-year course that you do initially. So I don't really know what I want to do yet, but yeah. I was thinking, for me to be able to work on my music as well,
yeah.
I want to do something that will allow me good, you know, work-life balance. So I was thinking maybe going down the primary care route, kind of general practice, and open my own clinic. So that's what I was thinking.
There we go. In a few years' time, you know, if you need any dovanya, you know, go see Simmy, and like, you know, she'll sing you your prescription. There you go.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the plan.
Well, you know what? Best of luck with that. But, you know, right about now, we are raving about, you know, your musical side. Now, you know, you dropped your first track, Gumley, you know, last year. I think yeah. It was last year. Was it last year?
Yeah, it was last year. Yeah, well, time has gone so fast.
I know, with the whole COVID thing, I tell you what, everything is such a blur. But listen, you know, I mean, obviously we spoke back then. Now, you know, it's been a short time, you know, in the game. You know, how's it been? You know, what have you learned, I guess, about yourself as an artist? What have you learned about the industry just in this short time?
Yeah, I mean, you know what, it's been such an adventure and I've loved every moment of it. Of course, kind of having medicine and then music as well, they're both very, very different industries, very different careers, but I'm so happy and so grateful to have a creative side, and music has allowed me to do that. And I think with music, one thing I've learned is the value of teamwork. So, you know, I've got my management, got director Wiz, got Just Say, got Jazz Oluk, who produced the track and also wrote the track Jan Jan as well and also sang on it,
yeah.
And then got Thidji, the lyricist. So you know what, like, without the team, I've learned that it wouldn't be possible at all.
Yeah.
And of course the video as well from director Wiz as well, he did a great job, the concept is amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think the biggest kind of key learning point was that without teamwork, it's really hard to achieve anything, I feel, you know. So I've really valued that this year, for sure.
Absolutely. And you know what? And that's such a true thing to say. You know, it doesn't matter how much of a big artist you are. You know, you could be Michael Jackson, you know, I mean, but you know what? You know, you need that team around you. You know what? You know, it's teamwork makes the dream work. And you, like you yeah. said, you know, you've got an amazing team, you know, around you. You know, now you touched upon this a little bit. You know, obviously you're doing the whole medicine thing and, you know, you've got the music thing, you know, and, you know, you've achieved your balance, which is absolutely amazing. And do you find after a hard day at uni, you know, slogging over the books, that music is a, you know, a great stress reliever, a great outlet for you. You know, that you know, just relieves you, you know, after a hard day.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I do find that. I think, especially during kind of the pandemic, if it wasn't for music, I feel like mentally I wouldn't have been in you know, in a good place. So I'm so grateful for music being there for me, and, you know, and being able to sing and still being in contact with the team, it helped me kind of, you know, just be able to cope with everything. You know, I think one thing to all the listeners that I'd say is, like, you know, it's good to have, you know, a job and a career, but it's so important to have a creative outlet. Do what you love, you know, make sure you have a hobby. You know, it's really important to have some sort of outlet, especially for your mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Now, you know, obviously you've been in the game a short time now, Simi. Yeah. I mean, do you think that you found your sound? Are you still, or it's still early days yet? You know, you still want to experiment a little bit more and try a whole bunch of different styles, you know, different genres, you know, is that the kind of aim, kind of going forward over the next, I don't know, over the next year or a couple of years?
Yeah, definitely. So, like, although typically I do sing, you know, that kind of, I have an R&B kind of voice.
Yeah.
However, I think one thing that the team has really allowed me to do is to kind of explore different genres. So, like, I never would have thought about singing on kind of a drill beat, especially singing Punjabi on a drill beat. So that was an amazing experience. I showed myself that I can do that.
Yeah.
What I want to do is I still want to experiment. I still want to do, you know, the you know, party bhangra tracks. I want to do the slow tracks. I want to try different things, you know, and throughout that, hopefully I will find my niche. But I think it's just a good way of proving to myself and my listeners as well that, you know, I do have a voice which can be adapted to different genres. So I think for now I will continue experimenting for sure.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Now let's jump into this new track. It's called Jaan Jaan. It's yourself alongside Jazz Orlok, man. Talk to me. How did this collabo come together?
Yeah, so me and Jazz, we were in the studio, and Jazz had an amazing beat, a drill beat, and he actually brought up the song Jaan by Bilqas Sidhu, and straight away that was kind of our inspiration point.
Yeah.
I think for any kind of new set, you need sort of inspiration point, and that was it. Me and Jazz, we came up with the concept of having a duet where it's kind of, the song is almost like a conversation between both characters.
Yeah.
And we wrote the lyrics, and then Sidhu, the lyricist, also helped us as well.
Yeah.
So that was done. And then in terms of video concept, director Wiz and Jessica came up with that concept. And we spent, I think one whole day filming that.
Yeah.
And that was really fun. I really enjoyed that. That's how it came about, pretty much. It was just, you know, when the team gets together in the studio, I think having three creative brains allows something good to happen. So, that's how it started.
Absolutely. And the track has come out absolutely just amazing. And it's a great track. But, you know what, break this track down for us, you know, because, we have a lot of non-Punjabi listeners who listen to this song, right? You know, but they still sing along to it. You know what I mean? You know, sometimes people don't know, you know, what am I singing? I don't know what I'm singing. But it's a vibe, man. Break this track down for us, man. What is Jaan Jaan all about? What is this conversation between you and Jazz all about?
Yeah, so it's very catchy, like you said. But there's people that sing to it that may not understand what it means. But the basic concept is, so where the female character, which I sing, she is in love with the male character. And it's just about how they're both in love, however they have conflicting lifestyles, and it's just about kind of bringing that together in a conversation where they're both trying to meet at one point but they can't. I think that's, in my head, I think that's the concept. Maybe I might have a different idea to it, but that's what I was thinking, where even in the video you see where I want to go towards kind of having a good career. Like, you'll see me in the library in the video, you'll see me being a doctor. But with Jazz, his character, it wants to be involved in, you know, the kind of the gangster life. Yeah, so that was like the main concept, I'd say, in my head.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Thank you for breaking Jan Jan down for us. You know, it's just, it's your second video that you've done now. Are you enjoying the video process? I know you had a whole lot of fun with the comedy video. You know, you had the whole kind of mental asylum thing going on. You've really taken to it, you know, just comfortably, you know, like a duck to water. Do you enjoy the process?
I really, really do enjoy the process. You know, the team makes it so fun. Soon we will have like a behind the scenes clip coming out where you'll see how much fun we do have. But also there's so much hard work on set, you know, it is quite challenging at times, you know. Sometimes we forget eating, like, you know, we get so busy, you know. But I think that's the whole point of it, you know. We all really enjoy it, and that's the main thing, yeah. I've thoroughly enjoyed it completely, yeah.
Of course. And, you know, obviously, you know, this track is out. It's doing absolutely great. What's next for you, Simi? You know, what else can we expect from you for the rest of 2022?
Yeah, so we have been working behind the scenes, and there are a few duets, and also there are a few solos as well.
Okay.
So, me and the team, you know, we're working on them, and, we'll see what to release next, but... one of them is kind of more of a bhangra kind of track.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward for that to come out. That's a duet. And there's a few more, like there's one more that potentially may be on kind of an Afrobeat.
Yeah.
As you can see, I am working with, you know, I'm just experimenting. But you know what? I think they'll do well, hopefully. You know, I hope the listeners will enjoy that. That's what it is.
Of course. Well, we'll watch this space. And any plans to work with Jazz again? Or have you just done your head in and go, nah, man, I don't want to work with him again. Forget it, Jazz. I ain't collaborating with you again.
No, definitely. No, he genuinely brings so much to the team. Like, his production is amazing.
Yeah, of course.
His voice is amazing. Definitely going to work with Jazz more, for sure. So definitely we'll work with Jazz, for sure.
Big shout out to Jazz Orluck, all right? We're going to have him, listeners, we're going to have him on the show real soon. I know he's working on some stuff at the moment, so we're going to have Jazz Orluck on the show in the next couple of weeks, and I'll find out from him, Simi, what he thinks of you.
Yeah, I hope it's all good things.
I'm sure it will be. But listen, Simi, absolutely amazing having you up on the show, as always. You know, always love and support. You know, just keep rising. You know, you're doing absolutely amazing, and we can't wait to hear everything that you've got coming out, Simi. Now, if people want to find out more about you, where can they go?
So, mainly I post on Insta, so it will be Simi. So it's SIMMY. _ music, so it's two underscores. So that's mainly where I am. And then on YouTube, you can find the video. It's called Jan Jan. And if you type in Jan Jan Simi Jazz Orluck or Jan Jan Revia Records, it will come up. That's how you'll find me.
There we go. Simi, thank you so much once again. And it's only right before we wrap up, you introduce the new one.
Yeah, definitely. So thank you for everyone tuning in. So here is the new track with me and Jazz Orluck. It's Jan Jan.
Let's go.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.